Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Really appreciate having this this man back. It's Mark Brnovich. He is the Attorney General of the great state of Arizona. Been a while, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent, Joe. How about you?
I'm doing great. You look slim. You look slender. You look like you're ready to go.
I am ready to go. I'm ready to not only kick the Biden administration's butt, but run for the U.S. Senate at the same time.
Well, God bless you, man. I hope that you do very well in that. I think you're a great attorney general. You know, it's funny. I was watching the testimony on Capitol Hill. Ted Cruz was grilling somebody who wants to be a judge or something, a nominee, and he kept on bringing up Brnovich. Well, Brnovich. So it's got to be kind of heady. I mean, this lawsuit that you have with the DNC, this is sort of really making big national news because very basically you're saying, I don't want ballot harvesting in Arizona, and this is righteous for us to make sure that we avoid fraud. If you don't mind, and I think I made you do this last time, but if you don't mind again, Mark, explain to those who are watching and listening, what exactly is voter harvesting? It sounds pure and fine.
Well, in a nutshell, ballot harvesting is the practice where you'll have parties or candidates go out and try to collect ballots from individuals. And, you know, it's funny because I'm a big believer in the Constitution. Yeah. I guess that's not funny, but it makes sense. And there's a lot of states that have limitations on how we collect ballots or what we do with those ballots. And that's a result of history. We know that as recently as the 2018 election, there was a congressional seat in North Carolina that remained vacant for nearly a year because one of the candidates, probably be a Republican, engaged in ballot harvesting and systematically, you know, basically threw out ballots that weren't in his favor. No less than Jimmy Carter in 2005 co-chaired a bipartisan commission that said that third-party handling of ballots was one of the greatest threats to election integrity. So you don't have to believe what I think about election integrity or whether that's a good or a bad idea. The bottom line is the Constitution allows states to enact these measures, and you have the Democratic National Committee going around and systematically suing states like Arizona, other jurisdictions. And, you know, frankly, I stood up when other elected officials wouldn't. And that's literally, Joe, why the case is named Brnovich v. DNC, because I stepped in, we intervened, Brnovich did. I did. And I literally argued the case to the Supreme Court. So it is a lot of fun to think that, you know, I'm a public school kid, a first generation. You know, you go from this is the greatness of this country. We don't need to spend $300 million knowing why people want to come here. They want to come here because it's the greatest country.
Right.
Because we have a system of laws. We have a rule of law. And that's what makes this country great. And the fact that I could go in and argue that case, and I'm gonna tell you, it is one of the most important, significant cases on election law, at least in the last decade. And I do get some joy out of the fact that law students probably for the next 20 years, for a generation, are going to be cursing me because they're going to have to know how to pronounce and spell my last name, which I must admit I get a little joy out of. So.
I love that. It is Mark Brnovich, and it's easy to pronounce once you get it. But it is spelled. You're missing, a vowel in there somewhere. But well, it's Brnovich. Yeah. You know, in watching this unfold, and I love the way that you describe ballot harvesting. It's basically a third party handling a ballot, and we don't know what that third party can do with it. So very basically, somebody knocks on my door. Hey, we're here to pick up your ballots. I give them six ballots for the people who live here, and they decide, well, I don't like the way these three voted because I know that they're conservative or I know that they're Democrat. I'll throw those away on the way to dropping them off or to mailing them out. This is the same thing with mail-in balloting when you don't have to show who you are, right? Anybody can get a hold of those ballots if they show up in the mail. Let's say I checked the mail today, Mark, and there are six ballots available. I'm the only conservative in the House. I fill them all out. I sign my name a little bit different on each one, and I send them in. What check and balance is there?
Yeah, and that's the problem, Joe, is that, as I said, no less than Jimmy Carter recognized this as a problem. We included this in our briefs. And as Justice Alito wrote in his 6-3 majority decision, it's not just, you know, that third party handling the ballots, but there's also issues with coercion and duress. So, for example, if you have a political operative, let's say they go to a senior center,
yeah,
or maybe someplace where there's vulnerable adults, folks like that may be more susceptible to pressure or coercion from operatives. So there's a whole host of reasons why we need to be careful. And, you know, the bottom line is even Arizona statute allows if you're, you know, a family member, you know, you can handle your, you know, your mom's ballot or whatever, if, you know, you're living in that household and stuff. You know, so we're not trying to make it impossible to vote. But the other thing that's important, Joe, anytime we have these ballot integrity measures, whether it's voter ID, whether it's limits on ballot harvesting, you have to look at them in context, the totality. And this is one of the things that I think is so important about these laws. They don't happen in a vacuum. And so in Arizona, we pointed this out. I pointed this out in our briefs that in Arizona, we have up to a month of early voting.
Yeah.
We have ballot collection centers. You know, we have no excuse absentee voting. So there's a whole plethora. There's a whole myriad of ways that people can exercise their franchise. And this is so important for, you know, folks watching and listening to this today, is the hypocrisy of the left is, you know, they sued Arizona. But, you know, New Jersey just made a big deal out of, oh, my goodness, they're going to have 9 days, up to 9 days of early voting. That's still a third of what Arizona offers. There are a lot of Democratic states that don't offer it. Literally, last week, we were at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals because the DNC sued Arizona over our ballot curing period, where we say if your ballot's unsigned, it has to be cured by when the polls close on Election Day.
Right.
Makes common sense, right?
It does.
Well, meanwhile, New York doesn't allow any ballot curing. Connecticut doesn't allow ballot curing. So there's all these left-wing liberal states that have way more restrictions, but the DNC is nowhere to be found. And what it points out, Joe, is the hypocrisy and the intellectual inconsistency of the left, where what they are doing is they are systematically targeting swing states, Republican states. But meanwhile, all these states in the Northeast, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, the list goes on and on. Delaware, Biden's home state of Delaware, are much more restrictive when it comes to everything from mail-in ballots to early voting, and yet they don't say anything. So I wish next time Joe Biden gives a speech, I wish someone in the mainstream media would say, wait a minute, Joe, why aren't you having the Democrats do what the Democrat lawyers are doing? Why are you being so intellectually inconsistent and dishonest, and especially when they make these terrible allegations that I think are really divisive and inconsistent with facts?
Well, don't hold your breath for that one. It's Mark Brnovich. He's the Attorney General of the great state of Arizona. I want to make sure you go to his website, brnoforaz.com. brnoforaz.com. Go there and support his candidacy. He's running for Senate. We'll talk about that briefly here if we can. But I want to go back to something you just said. This president, this administration, is acting like minorities don't have a clue and they're stupid. They're acting like minorities can't get an ID, don't know how to photocopy something, can't prove who they are, they can't find how to vote. If they live in the rural areas, Joe Biden said blacks and Hispanics in rural areas don't know how to use the internet to find out where to vote. He also said they can't get accountants. Of course, if you don't vote for me over Trump, you ain't black. So you've got this system, systematic, continued Democrat racism in the country by the highest levels now that are suggesting the federal government should take over all election rules and laws because that's going to make it more fair. I mean, it's almost laughable if it weren't so serious.
Well, it's not only laughable, and it's an incredibly paternalistic and patronizing attitude the left has. And I really genuinely wonder sometimes, is Joe Biden just completely caved to the left, or is he just incompetent and he doesn't know what he's saying and doing, and someone just sticks something in front of him,
right,
and he says stuff? Because the stuff that he is saying, his speech about anybody that believes in voter integrity is somehow racist, is just absolutely not only inconsistent with the facts, it's inconsistent with the law, a 6-3 Supreme Court decision, but it's not tethered to any sort of reality. And the key to what we are just even talking about now is that, look, the states are the laboratories of democracy. The states created the federal government. The federal government did not create the states. The Constitution specifically allows states to enact common sense, time, place, and manner laws when it comes to elections. And so the Constitution allows it. No one is being disenfranchised, and the left is setting up this false narrative, Joe, that somehow you either have to have more voter participation or you can have integrity, but you can't have both. And that is so dishonest,
yeah,
and it's just not true. We know that you can increase voter turnout, you can increase people participating in the election process, but I think this last election especially showed people need to have confidence in the results, and there has to be integrity in the process. And when the left, when the far left systematically goes after Republican or swing states, but ignores states like New York, New Jersey, you know, Delaware, the list goes on and on, where even a bureaucrat has to approve, you know, why you're voting absentee ballot.
Right.
Not here in Arizona. We have no excuse absentee ballot. It's just so dishonest. And, you know, those arguments may work with the mainstream media, But thank goodness they didn't work at the U.S. Supreme Court. You know, Justice Alito and the 6-3 majority saw right through that nonsense.
Arizona AG Mark Brnovich, BrnoForAz.com. BrnoForAz. That's Brno4Arizona.com. Go to his website. Go support his candidacy. Why do you think they're doing it, Mark? And the reason why I ask is I know a little bit about the Constitution. It's only like 16 pages. I've read it. It makes sense to me. It does, in fact, say what you said. The state legislatures make the rules. They make the laws when it comes to voting. So even if they pass this H.R. 1 and S.1, where they're calling it for the people, it's really not for the people. It's for the Politicians Act. If they do pass it, won't it be blown out in the Supreme Court immediately because it's unconstitutional? Am I missing something?
Well, it should. It should. But, you know, I've learned a long time ago not to try to predict what any judge is going to do, especially right. a federal judge. And, you know, you mentioned the Constitution. I mean, we don't have a common religion. We don't have a common ethnic identity here in the United States.
Right.
It's the Constitution that really holds us together. That really truly is the glue. And it's an amazing document. It's less than 7,500 words. And it was designed to actually limit the power and scope of the federal government. Because the Federalists and the people that wrote the Constitution understood that government is more accountable when it's more diffuse, and that the states were designed to be a check on the federal government. And so I think clearly H.R. 1, S.1 are unconstitutional, but they're problematic. And what it does, and everyone watching and listening should understand, to me, H.R. 1 and S.1 are actually just the opposite side of the same coin of critical race theory. Because what it's all about is designed to basically increase power and influence in Washington, D.C. It's all about the left concentrating power in Washington, D.C.
Right.
And part of that is they have to have people think that this country is so fundamentally flawed and so systematically wrong that we have to tear it down and we have to rely on Washington, D.C. to solve all of our problems. I mean, this is just, you know, Marxism in a new dress. It's all about that power of centralization of power in Washington, D.C. And the left, the Democrats, want to control it. And then they think that once they have that power over elections, they're going to control your property, they're going to control your livelihood, and they're going to pick winners and losers. And I think this is a very, very dangerous time in our country, not because of voter integrity laws, but because of this plan by the far left to consolidate power in Washington, D.C.
Consolidate power and divide us. If they divide us, we're not talking to each other. If we're not talking to each other, then we believe the BS that they're putting out there. That's also part of the system. Divide and conquer. They can stay in power forever. It's Mark Brnovich, the Attorney General of the great state of Arizona. Before I let you go, I've got to ask you about the audit, and I know that it's ongoing, so asking you about it you commenting might be improper, but let me ask you about something I saw Anderson Cooper say. It was in a piece of video. I don't watch Anderson Cooper. I'm not sure when he's on CNN, but he's a big deal on CNN. Also, Gloria Vanderbilt's son. Not that that matters, but I think that's why we know Anderson Cooper also. This guy called it the so-called audit in Arizona. Isn't it a real audit? I mean, if the IRS audits me, Mark, I'm supposed to accept that as great and perfect, and they have every right to find out how I did my taxes. Why can't we audit and find out that our votes counted? Is it a so-called audit?
Well, once again, I've said this many a time, that I am a big believer in the separation of powers. And we actually filed a brief when the Senate issued subpoenas to the Board of Supervisors supporting the right to do so. And what I've said all along is that, look, whether people like the audit or don't like the audit, I think the Senate clearly has the right and the authority to conduct an audit.
Right.
How they conduct it is their business. And I've learned a long time ago as a prosecutor to not comment or not get into the details until you have all the facts and evidence. So I've said, look, the Senate has a right to do an audit, and I look forward to getting their final report with all of the summary of what they have found or what they haven't found, and then we'll take a look at how we proceed from there.
I completely understand and respect the answer, and thank you for saying, of course, they have the right. Of course, yeah. It's an audit. They have the right to do it. If they want to do it, they do it. And then if there are some questions later, that's your role as the AG. Go to BrnoForAz.com. That's his website. You're running for U.S. Senate. Can we talk extensively about that run and why it's necessary to get you in there next time?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, remember, I've still got this full-time job. I'm the Attorney General of the great state of Arizona. I'm going to keep fighting for Arizona. You know, we've done so many things, whether it's the Supreme Court. You know, Joe, I've got three lawsuits against the Biden administration right now in federal court and immigration. Lots to talk about. But look, I'm a public school first generation. I'm going to need a lot of help. And there's a lot of the establishment that's, you know, I'm like Luke Skywalker. They're fighting against me. So I'm going to need the help of the people. Brnoforaz.com.
Get there right now and go support the candidacy. Mark, thanks a million. Thanks for the great job you're doing for Arizona and for the country. Let's talk again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks.
All right, brother. We're back after this. Stay right here.